Oh, that's just Jim, our screen repair guy. It's a little known fact that the window screen repairman hibernates during the winter months when broken screens are scarce. Then, as spring brings warmer weather, he awakens to once again begin his work.
Wow, really?
No, not really. Only wild animals hibernate. Jim is just taking a nap because he doesn't have many screens to fix.
Oh.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here to tell you this is a great time of year to avoid the spring rush and drop off your screens to get them ready for warmer weather.
Oh, yeah?
Then you can open up those windows at the first sign of balmy breezes, instead of waiting like your neighbors will have to.
Oh, so the screens keep the bugs out while the balmy breezes come in.
Bring those screens into Schnars today and avoid the rush.
Really?
Schnars Hardware, where you don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. Now with two locations, 9800 Clayton Road in Ladue and the former Mac Hardware at 40 East Lockwood in Webster Groves. For locations, hours, or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful, man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST30 to 99000. Again, text BOOST30 to 99000.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This weekend, it's the St. Charles Boat Show at the St. Charles Convention Center, February 25th through 28th, with boats, boating accessories, and big winter savings on all brands of personal watercraft, pontoons, runabouts, luxury yachts, and more. Thursday, February 25th through Sunday, February 28th, only $9 for adults and $5 for children 6 to 12. Under 6 are free. Get more info at stcharlesboatshow.com. The Lake of the Ozarks Marine Dealer St. Charles Boat Show, February 25th through 28th.
Magic, flying, everything I think that children and wonderment and magic, what it's all about.
All right, Michael Jackson from the grave. Still talking about kids.
Magic.
Yeah, we heard you. Yeah, we heard you, Michael.
Flying.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. Where? Good afternoon and welcome to the February, that's how you pronounce it, 23rd edition. Every 29 days this month, you know that's a leap year.
Yes.
You know that? Opinions Playhouse brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. I know Mr. Price and I've known him for, 19, 20 years. I call him Tomp at the suggestion of, was UP on or Dan?
That said, No, that was one of the callers.
Thank you, caller. Now yeah. Let's call him Tomp. Top Price. We'll talk about them after this.
Hey! Well,
no, it was me.
No, it was Peon. Yeah, it was Peon.
Many people say the few that are lucky enough to come into the control room and see where we work and how we work, more often than not, they look at the control board and go, who in the world could operate that? Well, very few, my friends. Very few. And here's one of those few. the master, the control board. His business card says Ian Geis, CBM, which is not a doctorate. It's control board master. That's an actual designation. CBM, it's on his business card. Here is the control board master himself. I give you Eon the Peon.
Thank you very much for that introduction.
Say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus, which is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. And if you have an advisor already and you are not hearing from them, then you really should talk to Mark and Jason, because they talk to all of their clients every quarter. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Now, why do you say quarter like that?
That was, it's kind of like February.
I was corrected
by somebody who said, you're saying quarter all the time. Quarter,
you did,
quarter.
No, you did used to say quarter.
So I made an effort to put that R in there. Quarter. It's tough to do.
You made one other mistake.
Yes, one other time.
You left out the word just now, A-N. If you already have an advice, you said if you already
have an advisor?
No. You said if you already have advisor.
Oh, I did.
So apologize to everybody.
I apologize.
Because they're
That's
used
awful.
To hearing nothing but perfection.
Yes.
On this show. And now let's turn our attention to a man of many talents and a lengthy resume. We're not going to go through it all. We'll just say that Dan Strauss is in the house with his trousers on. Dan, how's it going?
It's going great, and I stand corrected, because it was Peon that gave...
did is subconsciously you let him know that you don't want him getting credit for things.
I guess I did, yeah.
So you, in your mind, automatically thought, I'm gonna give this credit to somebody else, not him.
Yeah, somebody
else.
I
don't want him getting it, because you hate him.
I am so sorry.
Well, I forgive you.
Oh,
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. There he is right there. Hebe, how you doing, Hebe? You're so happy. I wish I were that happy. That'd be great. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And she's not happy. Even in heaven, she's still crotchety. And why that word crotchety? Where'd that come from? That sounds like crotch.
Yeah.
But it sounds like you would be that way if you had an itch in your crotch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Itchy would be
crotchety.
You would be real nasty if you had a constant itch in your crotch.
And a crotch itch would be
crotchety.
Yeah, crotchety.
Yeah.
Well, she's crotchety. Oh, Rat Boy thinks he knows why she's still in a bad mood. Because there's no what in heaven?
Cheese.
No, we talked about this. Of course there is. There's cheese in heaven. There's everything good in heaven. You'll never know. I don't think you're going there.
Oh, man.
I'm kidding.
Hear that, please.
Poor Rat Boy.
For Bruce Limpress and the Oh Boy Orchestra. Yeah. Oh, yes, they never miss a note. Never. Thank you. Thank you so much. Don't you all right now sitting in your cars wish you had a job like this? Seriously. I mean, think about it. You sit around with a couple of buddies.
I don't.
Say,
no, wait. That's how you mean other people.
No, other people. Yeah. So you actually have the job.
Oh.
Yeah.
So I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to people who are listening going, I can't believe this is their job. Sitting around here.
Oh, yeah. From the
jokes?
Outside looking in, it looks really fabulous.
Yeah.
It sure does, Peon.
You don't
let
know
me tell you something, folks.
The effort.
You have no idea.
Mm-mm.
We each sleep like 4 hours a night.
Yes.
We're up till 2 and 3 on the phone with each other. Hey, you think this will work? You think this will work? Think this will be funny?
Yeah.
And I have to ignore my wife every night when I go home, because I'm constantly thinking about it. I don't want to ignore her, but I have to focus on
the work.
Thinking of things to.
I can't
talk
I've never
about
shared this with you.
What?
I've never shared, but Angela has called me many nights and said,
"Why does he?
I'm wearing the flimsiest negligee I can find. I'm doing everything. I'm dancing. I'm trying, but he just doesn't seem to be interested." And I said, "Listen to me, Angela. He has a very stressful job, and it's a job that requires a lot of thought, a lot of think, a lot of preparation."
Right.
I said, "Deal with it.
Wow.
Deal with it.
Wow.
Stop complaining."
He has. Yeah, she's on the outside looking in too. She doesn't really get it.
They don't see the actual work. They just hear the play.
Oh, you're laughing and having
fun.
So you
must be having a good time.
Oh,
sounds like you guys put no effort into that at all.
Luckiest.
I would kill to trade this job for work in a foundry.
Oh yeah.
Or a steel mill.
Yeah.
Any day, buddy.
Dumping hot steel.
Get my hands dirty. That's real work.
With overtime, wearing a hard hat and heavy asbestos clothing and gloves.
Working 10 to 12 hours.
Yeah.
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 Stop it. I'm starting to now hate this job.
Or you would
more.
Actually feel like you accomplished something during the day.
Yeah.
Because believe it or not, sometimes we wonder, are we really accomplishing anything? Right. The answer, of course, is no.
No.
But that's okay. That's okay with us. We, as I said, are brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. And I find it interesting when people email me, and it happens almost every day when I look at email, and one of them, at least one, will say, I'm sure you don't read your own emails. Somebody reads them for you. Wow, do you not understand how this works? Like, they think there's a staff here of people, I think. And Charlotte, did I have any emails today? No. I read every single email that you folks send me, and I enjoy them, even the ones that are hateful. I still enjoy them, and I especially appreciate the emails from you when you tell me you did business with one of our sponsors, and you're thrilled to death with it. Now, to be completely honest, every once in a while, I'll get an email. Somebody's not happy. Somebody dropped the ball. And the first thing I do is forward that email to the advertiser, and then I call them, and I go, hey, look into this and see what happened. And they always make it right. They don't deny it. Because when you employ a number of people, it can be a dozen or more, 100, there's going to be a day when one employee's having a bad day or got some bad news or lost somebody, a death in the family, and you happen to encounter them that day and your service wasn't the greatest. Now let me know. We'll get it taken care of. And I appreciate all the emails. And to you folks who have let me know, in the case of, let's say, Thompson Price, because this is not an easy sell. It's not. You're asking people to spend significant money. But my job is to convince you that the reward and the return will be so much greater than you ever thought. Look, I'll just tell you straight up exactly what I paid for my kitchen 19 years ago. It was $50,000, and I paid every dollar of it. It wasn't given to me by Thompson Price. I got the same bill anybody else would get. And it just about killed me when I got the estimate. But I saw the blueprint, and I just stepped back and analyzed what they did compared to the other two kitchen and bath companies that we talked to. And we had three. There was no comparison. There was in the estimate. One other company had almost the same price. And the third was so far below that I thought they can't possibly be doing work that's good work, because it's like half the price of these other two. So I eliminated them. Now I got two with the same price. But when you looked at what Thompson Price's estimate included and the reasoning for it, as opposed to the other one, there was no decision left to make. It was going to be Thompson Price. And then after I wrote that check and was in that kitchen for a day, I knew this was money well spent. And I'd do it again in a minute, assuming I'd have the money to do it. And the rule of thumb is supposed to be 10 to 20% of the value of your home. If you do just a killer kitchen, I mean a real 2016 and beyond kitchen. So if your house is a $200,000 house, that kitchen is going to cost you $20,000 to $40,000. That's just a rule of thumb. Could be a little more, could be a little less. I learned that, by the way, from Tomp. He taught me that himself. Go see their showroom. It's very impressive. Of course it's impressive. They want you to see a little bit of what they're capable of doing, but that's like a 1/1,000th of the possibilities. The real kitchen is going to be the result of a collaboration between you and your spouse, if there is one, and the people at Thompson Price. And by the time they come in to tear that kitchen up and start putting the kitchen of your dreams, the perfect kitchen in, it is incredible what they do and the way they do it. I'll put them up against any other kitchen and bath company. And I might add, any other outfit company you may be talking to, I doubt that their owner is in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame.
Right.
I don't think so. But Tomp is. He's in the Kitchen and Bath Hall of Fame. It's Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. The showroom's in De Pere, less than a half mile east of 270 on Manchester. And the website is thompsonprice.com. And better late than never from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill of Cleveland.
Kansas.
Oh, you know what? I didn't even look at the screen. You did. Thank you. You typed it on there. Let me edit that out.
All right.
Okay. Can you start the music over?
Sure.
We'll edit that out, and I'll say ThompsonPrice.com. They'll never know. From Topeka, Kansas, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Folks, if you're AM and the PM, don't you ever let us see you in any cab that's not a Laclede cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. It's a free download. Download it. Makes it so easy to get a Laclede cab. And now from Topeka, Kansas, here's Bill Cleveland.
Everybody, how's it going?
Going great. I've been to Topeka. I don't remember why, and I don't remember anything about it, but I know I went through there or something. That's all I know.
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot.
Wichita is the airplane manufacturing capital of the country. Did you know that? The Cessnas, the Pipers, all these planes are made in Wichita.
I did know that. That's about 2 hours south of Topeka, Kansas.
And what is Topeka famous for? What's the biggest thing about Topeka?
Boy, I don't know. I don't know if there's any one particular thing that's I'll just say a couple of things I did today. One of the things I did was I got to feed a giraffe and elephants today at the Topeka Zoo, which I thought was very, very
Bill,
cool.
Bill, we got news for you. We could save you a trip. You could do that here.
Yeah.
You could do that in St. Louis at St. Louis Zoo. Yep.
Oh, I don't think they'll let you near the elephants at the St. Louis Zoo.
Maybe you're right.
Yeah, it was very. I almost said anyway. I caught myself. In fact, I just now got done with the state capitol, the Topeka state capitol. These are fun little stupid facts you could use at bar trivia. But the Topeka capitol, the state capitol of Kansas, has a dome on top of it, making it the second largest domed capitol in the United States. Do you know what the first highest domed capitol is in the United States?
Jeff City.
Illinois. State of Illinois has the highest.
I'll say
Illinois. Walked 300 steps up to the top of this thing.
I'm playing Dan's game. No, nothing. We're being stupid. Go ahead.
All right. Whatever. It was on this date in 1732, George Washington was born. You know that?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Some little-known facts about Washington. He was a redhead when he was a little boy. He used to love riding horses as a young man. And he was Barbara Walters' prom date.
Nah.
Little known facts about George Washington. We got a 29-year-old Virginia woman. She's been charged in the murder of the death of her 77-year-old boyfriend, which is sad, but frankly, if they got married, the honeymoon would have killed him anyway. So.
How old was she?
29.
He's 77?
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah,
disgusting, right?
That would kill him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finally!
Yeah, it's like we just got started.
This is kind of disgusting. Researchers have found that to attract females, male monkeys often splash their own urine on themselves.
Oh.
You know. Who hasn't done that?
No, wait, I'm sorry. That was Dan.
He didn't deserve that.
Wait. Kind of mean. The Bill Cleveland segment has brought you this. Does it work, Dan, by the way?
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. The Bill Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM Cab Company. And before I close out, if people would like to follow me across America, you can go to my Facebook page. It's facebook.com/BillOnTheRoad. I got a lot of video and pictures and stuff as I've been traveling around. Folks, want to check that out. Right. From downtown Topeka, Kansas, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay. See you.
World traveler.
Yeah.
On the road, always, Bill Cleveland. We may not have time for many other stories but this one. But this one deserves a couple of minutes. It's just been announced that trying to find her real name. Hang on here. She's known as, here it is. Her name is Vicki Leighton, known as Sticky Vicki. Has just announced her retirement at the age of 72. Folks, wait until you go to YouTube. I did this after I saw the story, and just type in the search bar, Sticky Vicki. I'm going to warn you, it is not only, it's two things. It's extremely entertaining and extremely repulsive and disgusting at the same time. Sticky Vicky.
Yes, I was surprised that...
YouTube?
The video I saw was on YouTube. And,
that's what I saw.
And usually they have some sort of standards, but looks like somebody knocked this one by the goal. Yeah.
No standards here. 30-minute act. She's been doing this act for years. She has done this in front of a total of 6 million people.
Ooh.
She's in Benidorm, Spain. And tourists who go to Spain, if they're anywhere near Benidorm, they're just told, oh, my goodness, you have to see Sticky Vicky. So 6 million people have seen Sticky Vicky's act. Now, let me explain to you what her act is. She gets up on stage and... with some clothing, but it's eventually completely nude. And she starts pulling things out of her area, her private area.
Her hoo-ha.
That's right, Al. And she's just now retiring at 72. She even got one of her daughters into the act. Now, I'm going to give you, if I can... She starts out by reaching down and pull. You know how magicians will start pulling this never-ending rags of different colors, handkerchiefs knotted, tied together, red, yellow, green, red, brown. Well, she does that down under, and she also pulls out ping pong balls and sausages and eggs. And the finale is a string of razor blades, a bottle, and a glowing light bulb.
I saw the light bulb. All right, that was pretty cool. Kidding. She lights it up somehow.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm sure it's a little battery-operated light bulb. Sticky Vicky is pretty unbelievable. But if you find even that description repulsive, don't go there.
No.
It's like, don't go to lemonparty.org, okay? So Sticky Vicky, YouTube it. You'll be glad you did. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Still doing the act up and through her 72nd birthday. And I don't know how old she was on the video I saw, but she's a nice body.
I guess the older you get, the more...
I think hot dog down the hallway is probably appropriate for her. Guys, 80-year-old guy is bored, he's been retired a while, he's bored to death, and he's always been curious about nudist colonies. So he decides to check one out, and he goes to the reception desk and just starts asking, what's the deal with... And then she says, well, sir, the deal is a membership fee of $5,000. What? She says, it's a one-time fee. And you're welcome to come through the warm months and stay on the grounds, nudist campgrounds, as long as you want to, and take advantage of the pool and tennis courts and all the other amenities. And $5,000. I don't know. That's a bit much. She says, tell you what, I'll give you a one-day pass. But you have to disrobe. There's a gate. You can see it over there. It says, it's clothes removed at this point. Do not proceed past here with any clothing. You have to take all your clothes off and go on into the campgrounds. Okay. So he does. He drops all his clothes and walks through the gate, and it's a beautiful campground. And the first person he sees, also nude, of course, is a gorgeous woman. I mean, drop-dead stunning. In her 40s, but a body like her 20s. And even at 80, and I'll take that sound effect, he gets aroused. Well, she looks over and sees that he's aroused. She proceeds to have sex with him right on the spot. I mean, it's unbelievable. Mm. When they're finished, he can't get to the reception desk fast enough. Who do I give my check to? This place is fantastic. And he writes out a check, $5,000. Well, welcome to the nudist camp. He says, oh, I'll be back tomorrow. I'll be here probably every day till fall. This is fantastic. And he's jumping, dancing, and singing. Comes back the next day, walks to the gate, drops all his clothes, walks out into the campground, again, totally nude. He's 80, and he trips. He trips on a cobblestone and falls face down. lying there face down, and a gay guy who's a member of the nudist colony sees him and has his way with him, face down on the ground. When it's over, the old man runs into the reception room. Give me my check back. I want my money back now. She goes, well, wait a second, Mr. Perkins. Yesterday, you couldn't have been happier. You were thrilled with the place, and now you want your check back. Why? What's going on? He says, I'll tell you what's going on. I get aroused about once a month, but I fall down 3 times a day.
All right, we're going to check traffic and go airborne. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, still running slow downtown, eastbound 40 from about Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Westbound now is 40 is of Kings Highway. That goes out through McCausland. Heavy again. Pockets from Clayton Warson out through Highway 270. Southbound 270, you got some slow areas between Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Highway 44, that's still pretty heavy. The right lane from Guyer ramping on to northbound 270. Eastbound 270 running slow. That is east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 70, at usual spot around Jennings Station Road, Lucas and Hunt. You're heavy again from 170 past the airport. This traffic report brought to you by the makers of Ocuvite Eye Vitamins. Ocuvite, it's a vitamin just for eyes with vital eye nutrients that help protect your eye health from inside. From Bausch and Lomb. With your Vincent Mortgage Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Live. And local.
And local.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Depend on it.
The pre-spring savings at Amazing Siding are still going on, but you must act now. Call Amazing Siding today at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800. And get a $225 manufacturer rebate per Infinity from Marvin Fiberglass Window for every window purchased. Or $1,125 per fiberglass patio door, plus zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 18 months. The weird weather continues, and spring will be here before you know it. Get the top quality, energy efficient fiberglass windows or patio doors from Infinity from Marvin and the good folks at Amazing Siding. Zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 18 months. You only have this week to schedule. These rebates and financing expire February 28th, so you have to call Amazing Siding now at 636-230-5800. That's 636-230-5800 or online at AmazingSTL.com.
Previous purchases excluded. Limitations apply. Call for details.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. With a call to National Tax Helpline, you can stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, call now for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Tax Helpline. 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718 for free information. 800-708-4718. That's 800-708-4718.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender, a service from Reputation.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 1-800-460-5733 now. That's 1-800-460-5733 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts and patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 1-800-460-5733 for a free consultation. That's 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733.
Tired of tossing and turning? Tired of staring at the ceiling all night? I have a solution for you. The Bedroom Store has invented a mattress called the iZone Bed. This mattress takes all of the best technologies and puts them into one mattress so you get the best night's sleep ever. 14 different water chambers that are filled and then never touched. They are designed to match specifically with your body and your sleep type. They're then stuffed inside a memory foam mattress, and on top of that is a mattress that keeps you cool. The cooler the temperature, the better you sleep. The results are amazing. To find the iZone bed, you want to go to the Bedroom Store. 14 area locations invented by Denny Boyd, a St. Louis company. The Bedroom Store and the iZone bed. Your best sleep possible. The iZone bed at the Bedroom Store or thebedroomstore.com.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great-tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at Schnucks, Straub's, Dierbergs, or TwiningsUSA.com.
In baseball, if you're with the team applying the most pressure, you're with the winner. However, this is never true when purchasing an at-need or pre-need funeral. I'm Kathy Cutis, and I'm here to personally guarantee you will never find a pressurized sales pitch at Cutis. Our trained personnel answer your questions, and you make the decisions. If you ever find yourself at a funeral home where you feel pressure, you're in the wrong place. Cutis Funeral Home, affordability with dignity for over 100 years.
We all have big dreams, whether it's buying a new home, paying off your bills, or even college tuition. Vinson Mortgage understands that sometimes we all need a little help, and that's why we're here. By using the equity in your home, you can turn these big dreams into a reality. Call today and let one of our experienced loan officers help you find the best options for your financial future. 314-839-9999 or visit VinsonMortgage.com.
NMLS 225-095, 12801, Flushing Meadows, St. Louis, 63131.
And now, a touching moment. Well, staying in touch with GEICO.
It was a warm summer day. I was just sitting on a porch watching a babbling brook roll by. Then, out of the blue, I got an update from my GEICO app saying my claim had been processed. I felt so connected to nature, to GEICO. I stayed there the whole afternoon until that guy told me to stop trespassing on his porch. Sheesh, what was his problem?
Claim status updates, just a few taps away on the GEICO app.
Honey, we really need to get started on all these projects we've been putting off this winter.
That's why we're going to the Home and Garden Show.
The yard is really taking a beating this winter.
The show has over 50,000 square feet of lawn and garden products. I'm sure we can find some ideas there.
What about the kids?
We'll take them along. The show has something for everyone, even an extreme trampoline show.
Honey, going to the show sounds like a great idea.
The St. Louis Home and Garden Show, March 3rd through the 6th at America's Center. For more info, visit STLHomeshow.com.
Will winter ever end?
It has at Suburban Leisure Center on Olive, just a mile west of 141, where better homes and backyards begin. Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
Well, I wonder what's going on out in Southern California, and especially just west of his home in that Hollyweird area. Mike Evans is going to let us know, and I need to let you know, that he's brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Go in the Smokehouse Market and get a cherry pie, and try not to eat it all in 24 hours. Good luck to you. Some tremendous meats and fish and homemade pies. That's the Smokehouse Market. And then, of course, next door, one of the best restaurants you will ever eat in, Annie Gunn's. And any time of the year and for any occasion or no occasion at all, a gift card from either one is a fantastic idea. They're closed on Mondays with only a couple of exceptions. Annie Guns, Smokehouse Market, on the east end of everything in Chesterfield Valley. Folks, I give you Mike Evans. Give it on up.
Here's your pop quiz question. Name the name of the celebrity who was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon, a felony. Al Pacino. Al Franco. Al Roker. Al Sharpton. Answer in a minute. Oscars are Sunday. Chris Rock will host the Oscars. And who is the best and the worst to host the Oscars? Well, according to a formula done by the Academy and publicists, they have rated the worst five and the best five hosts of the Oscars. The worst first. Number five, Chris Rock.
Oh.
Not good. Number four, Chevy Chase.
Oh, my goodness.
Number three, Seth MacFarlane.
That was bad.
Number two, David Letterman.
Yeah, he was bad, too.
And the worst of the worst, and I agree, James Franco and Anne Hathaway.
Oh, my goodness, what a disaster.
That was so bad. The five best hosts, number five, Ellen DeGeneres. Four, Hugh Jackman. Three, Whoopi Goldberg. Two, Billy Crystal. Number one, anybody want to guess?
Bob Hope.
It is Bob Hope.
Wow.
Yeah.
These Oscars will be exciting. You know, there's no blacks nominated, so there'll be, I'm sure, some demonstrations, some protests, probably some people will make some very opinionated speeches. As my grandmother Nina would say, you should watch it, Mac, because everybody's got their bowels in the upright.
My uncle used to say that.
I know.
Really?
Yeah, from down in Tennessee. Don't get your bowels in an uproar.
I know other people that would say that for years.
From Chattanooga.
I haven't heard that for years. She's from Chattanooga?
Yeah.
Well, that explains it. It's a Tennessee thing.
There you go. Friends are worried about 16-year-old Lily Rose Depp. Johnny Depp's daughter weighs under 100 pounds, acts very irrational while out on the streets of West Hollywood. I don't know what else to say.
Well, you know what? You look at Johnny Depp, and you wouldn't think there'd be anybody crazy in his family.
Yeah.
No.
Wait, how old is she?
16.
Oh.
New York Post cartoon. We've all seen Donald Trump's baseball cap that reads, "Make America Great Again." Well, the Post has a new cartoon with Bernie Sanders wearing a baseball cap that reads, "Make America Grease Again." You know, they just declared bankruptcy.
Oh, I get it.
45% unemployed.
That's a deep joke.
Yeah.
New York Post headline, really cute, hot, top cancer surgeon was double parked in New York City. When cops tried to write her ticket, she tried to flee and ran over a cop's foot. They finally got her stopped, and she was arrested. And when they're putting her in a car, she's screaming, "I save lives. Leave me alone. I'm the hero here, not you cops."
Oh, that's man. Real smart.
New York Post headline screamed, "A real spin doctor." It's not bad. Come on.
It's not their best.
No.
We're used to better.
Day in history, February 23rd, 1874, the game of tennis is patented by its inventor, Major Walter Wingfield of Great Britain, a war hero.
And I'm proud to say I'm the only radio person that I know of who does the sound of tennis balls being hit.
Really?
I'd like to do it for you now with Mike's permission.
Oh.
Please.
Do a little higher pitch. You could do ping pong, too.
Yeah.
Mine's better. You might as well just give up. No. That's not. No. 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 No.
Sounds like a coffee commercial.
Oh. And finally.
No.
Oh, Pian's mad.
Name the name of the celebrity who was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon and charged with a felony. Al Pacino, Al Franken, Al Roker, Al Sharpton.
Oh, I'll go Sharpton.
I'll say Sharpton.
I hope it was Al Franken. I'll go Franken.
The answer was Al Pacino.
Oh! You know, he got mad.
Hoo-ah!
That's right, Al. He got mad because my tennis sound was better.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You have to soften
it. Upstaged his whole report.
Yeah, you have to do a... It has to have sort of a fuzzy, soft... Because tennis balls are like that.
Oh, yeah.
I know what everybody out there listening is thinking. Oh, my goodness, I hope this will lead to him doing his pen full of pigs.
Yes.
But
yes.
It's not going to.
No. It's not?
I'm going to make him wait, see? Another day, another time. You'll never know when you least expect it, I'll do a pen full of pigs. I'm also the only person that does that.
And the best.
As I'm the only person who does the phone call, ring, answer, hang up. I do. Those are my specialties. And police radio. I can give you just briefly that one. All right. Now, I don't have a company, enterprise, business, not really. So I don't need an IT partner. But if I did have an enterprise, if I had a company, small, medium size, large, whatever, I wouldn't hesitate to call the people that I'm about to tell you about, Huber and Associates. For over 28 years, Huber and Associates has worked with companies, probably some just like yours, if you're listening and you have a business. They solve problems and they use technology to do it. Look, 30 years ago, that wasn't really that big a part of a business, and giving a business a competitive edge was IT. They didn't even know what that was. But now, if you're going to compete, I don't know how you can possibly do it and expect to have any kind of edge unless you have a killer IT department, and certainly a great partner, which is what Huber becomes, not just a company that you're retaining or hiring. They become a partner with you, and one that you will need. They use technology, and they use it to increase productivity, to lower your costs, to strengthen your interactions with your customers, and to help your employees work faster and smarter. And all of those things are what make the difference between, you know, a successful business and one that for some reason is just not as successful as those other guys, and I wonder why. Well, maybe those other guys are using Huber. Their website is teamhuber.com. If you can't remember that, you can go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and you'll see the link to Huber and Associates. And beyond that, they're going to tell you a lot more about what they do and how they do it. But when every business wants to do the same thing, they want to succeed, they want to compete, they want to reduce costs, they want to increase productivity. That's really what this is all about. And I don't have any use for cloud storage services or routers or switches and network security. I don't need that. But you do, and if you do, please, please go take a look at their website. It's a very impressive website, Huber and Associates. And again, if you can remember this or are in a position to go right now and look it up, it's teamhuber.com.
Meet me.
Time for a final check on traffic with Tim Wiley.
Okay, and the only real slowdowns we have now are on Highway 40, and that's westbound 40, stop and go Kings Highway through McCausland. You're jammed up from about Lindbergh all the way out through Mason, where you have a crash blocking the left lane. Eastbound 40, there's a crash blocking, I believe, the right lane just before Highway 270, so things are jamming from Mason to 270. Then you're heavy again from McKnight to Hanley, and then southbound 170, we're stop and go from Ladue down through Highway 40. Things have cleared out on southbound 270 and on eastbound 40 to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by AccountTemps. Do you need temporary accounting and finance expertise? Call AccountTemps. They can provide accounting and finance professionals when and where you need them. Visit AccountTemps.com to learn more. AccountTemps, a Robert Half company. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage. 314-839-9999. NMLS number 225095.
Wipers are a driver's best friend. So how are yours looking? Right now, buy two Bosch Icon wiper blades and save $10 instantly at Advance Auto Parts.
Dr. Doug joins us about 4:15. Outside of that, I have no idea what we're going to do. Won't have it by 3 o'clock even, but join us anyway. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me.
nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks is asking me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, dude.
All right, dude. All right, dude.
Bye, yeah.
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
All is on track with our southern storm system. A tremendous spin on the Doppler radar. This is all moving our way, though it's a bit of a slow process, but we have snow, we have wind. I'll let you know the concerns I've got with this storm system and how much we're going to see.
Tonight, look at this. A backyard collapsing in Hazelwood. Looks like an earthquake hit. The homeowner wants to know why and who's supposed to fix it.
A jewelry heist here in Baldwin. The visitor who lifted the big gem. First at 6, we've been hearing about it for days. Snow coming our way overnight.
In the words of Dave Murray, deep breath. But MoDOT and IDOT.